न साधयति मांग जोगो न शांक धर्म उद्धव न साध्याय तपस्याग यथा भक्ति ममोर्जिता. तो इफ यू वांट गॉड कृष्णा देन देयर इज नो अदर वे एक्सेप्ट दिस डिवोशन एंड सर्विस. Neither joke, neither philosophical speculation, neither ritualistic performances, nor study in the Vedic literature, neither penance, austerities, all these formulas which are recommended for transcendental realization, they may help us to advance to a certain extent, but if you want personal touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you have to adopt this devotional service, Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. The Lord Chaitanya is giving evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam. He is giving भक्ता हमिकया ग्राह्य शुद्धात्मा प्रिय सता भक्ति पुनाति मन निष्ठा सपाकान अभिसंभवात. There is another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Lord says, the same chapter in which Lord Krishna instructed Uddhava. Uddhava was also and one of his cousin brother in the family. He was a great devotee, Uddhava. He was more advanced than Arjuna. There are different grades of devotees. The first class devotees were the gopis, the damsels of Vrindavan. Nobody could be compared with their devotional service. So, next were Uddhava, then Arjuna. There are different grades of devotees also. So Uddhava was also a great devotee of Lord, and he was also instructed similarly, just like Arjuna was instructed. So the Lord says to Uddhava, Bhakta ham ikaya garahiya. Ikaya. Simply by devotional service. One. This is one method. God is one, and to achieve Him, the process is also one. Just like in your body, there are many holes, nine holes. Nine holes. These two nostrils, two ear, two eyes, one mouth, and genital and evacuation, these are nine holes. So, if you want to supply foodstuff within your body, that is the one way. This is the mouth. There is no other way. You cannot push the foodstuff through ears or eyes or your genital. No, that is not possible. Therefore, similarly, if you want God, then the one way, bhakta aham ekaya, ekaya. The foolish person says that whatever path you may adopt, you will go to God. There are certain rascals, they say like that. But this is misleading, completely misleading. You cannot reach God by any other means, except this means, this bhakta aham ekaya. It is clearly said, ekaya. Ekaya means only one. There is no second process. And the Bhagavad Gita also, it is stated, you will find in the 18th chapter, bhaktya mama vijanati javan jaschami tattataha tattata. Tattata means in fact. So, impersonal conception of Godhead, localized conception of Godhead, or universal form of Godhead, pantheism, monism, they are not perfect. If you want to know perfectly, then bhakti, it is stated in everywhere, in all Vedic literature. Evidentially, in Bhagavad Gita, which is spreading before us, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere you find this only way, that devotional service. Bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jasyami tattata. Tattata means in fact. Partially you can know, but complete. Of course, God cannot be known incomplete, but the highest point a human being or a living entity can reach, that's the only process to bhakti. Bhakta hami kaya graya sadhyatma priya satam. Sadhyatma priya satam. Bhakti, that process of devotional service is very dear to the actual transcendentalist. Very dear. Bhakti punati man-nishtha. To know simply, I believe in God, that is not sufficient. The ultimate goal is to attain very intimate relationship or love of God. That is required. Of course, to know, to believe in God, to accept God, that is all right. It is better than the atheist. But that is not end. You must develop yourself. You must, you should not simply make God as your order supplier. But you should be order supplier. When I become order supplier to God, that is my perfection. And so long I keep God as my order supplier, that is not bhakti. Generally, people keep God as his order supplier. Oh God, give us our daily bread. Oh God, I am in distress. Oh God, I am in difficulty. Oh God, I am... God supplies them. God is supplying. Eka bahunam vidadati kaman. But that is not ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is that you should supply God. God will be dependent on you. That is what. Just like Jasodama. Jasodama is... He was so advanced in devotion that God became dependent on her. God appeared as his child. As the child always became, always remains dependent on the mercy of the mother. Similarly, Krishna before his foster mother, Jasodamai, just depend, just like dependent. Mother says, my dear child, if you become more naughty, then I shall chastise you. And God is crying, you see. These are the relationship between God and the devotee, you see. One who chastises the whole universe, whole creation, he is afraid of his mother. He becomes dependent and he likes. It is said in the Shastra that when my devotee thinks me dependent on him. Oh, I like that. I like that. People always worship God as the sublime, but the devotee, they do not worship. They want to serve God as dependent, just like mother serves the child as dependent. There is no purpose. The mother is satisfied simply by keeping the child in perfect order. Yes. There is no purpose. Similarly, when we shall be inclined to see that he is always satisfied, that is the devotion. Then you can have God in your grip. You see, God is so kind, Krishna is so kind, that he becomes just ajitopi. Nobody can conquer him. But he becomes conquered by this kind of devotional service. You see, ajitopi ditappasi, he becomes conquered. This is the process of conquering. What is the use of becoming one with God? You can conquer him. You can have him within your griefs. Such is the process, devotional service. It is stated, yes. Atae, therefore, Lord Chaitanya concludes, Atae bhakti Krishna prapte rupa. Therefore, if you want Krishna, then bhakti, the devotional service is the only way. Atae bhakti Krishna prapte rupaya abhidhya bolitare sarvashastra kaya. Abhidhya means that is the transaction. So in this life, while we are in the material world, so we have our material body. So this devotional service, Krishna consciousness, doing everything in Krishna consciousness, this is just like what is called apprenticeship. To reach that higher stage, the same thing will be there in your liberated stage in the spiritual kingdom. But here, by the order of the Shastra, by the guidance of the spiritual master, you are being trained up as apprentice. This is called avidya. Avidya, practice. Practice. But even in practice, we'll feel that I am making progress. It is such a thing. Avidya, valitare sadva shastriva. And dhon paile jeiche sug bhog phala paay sukho bhog haite dukkha apani palay teiche bhakti phale krishna prem upajay preme krishna sad haile bhavana asay. Very important passage, just note it carefully. Now by apprenticeship, by practice, if one sincerely follows this practice, then what is the result? The dhon paile jaiche sukho bhag phala paay. It's like a poor man. If he gets sufficient money, then at once his all distress is over. At once, immediately. Simultaneously. As soon as the sun is in the sky, at once the darkness is gone. Just in the morning, little, not sun directly, but even there is sunshine far away, is immediately the darkness goes. I am in distress, I am in poverty stricken. Suppose I get immediately some large amount of money, immediately my distress goes. See, exactly like that, and dhon paile jaiche sukho bhag phala paay. Then automatically he becomes happy. A poor man, when he gets money, similarly, as soon as we have little taste of this devotional service, at once all our miserable life becomes happy. At once, yes. Sukha-bhog haite dukkha apani pala. And if there is happiness, where is the question of misery? If there is light, where there is question of darkness. So a person in Krishna consciousness, he cannot be in distress of material miseries. It goes automatically. Automatically. Taiche bhakti phale Krishna prema puja. Similarly, by execution of this devotional service, gradually you develop love of God. Love of God. And prema Krishna sadhaile bhavanas. And as soon as you get a taste for Krishna, you at once lose all these nonsense tests, culminating into sex life. The material test means we want to gratify senses in so many ways. and the supermost point is sex life. So as soon as you get into touch with Krishna and you develop Krishna love, all this nonsense finished. Then you are liberated. And so long you are attached, even to a pinch of material taste, there is no question of liberation from material needs. You have to continue this transmigration from one body to another. And body means material miseries. The material body means material miseries. You may get the body of a king, or you may get the body of Brahma, or Indra, Chandra, or the ant, or the insignificant animal. Any body, any material body, that is meant for miseries. Miseries. Tapatraya. Threefold material miseries, and besides that threefold miseries, ultimately birth, death, old age and diseases. So, to develop love of Krishna means, that is real liberation. And that love of Krishna begins after many, many births of cultural life, bhavanam janmanamanti, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahakmasudullava. When one surrenders unto Krishna, that is the beginning of his real life. And as he makes progress, then he realizes. I have several times discussed this point. Adu Sraddha. First thing is that I must get myself out of this material contamination. That is called Sraddha. In this very life, I shall realize. This Sraddha, this belief, and this determination, as you make more and more perfect, you make advance. You make advance. Not as official, not as make sure, but really, sadhu sraddha, tato sadhu sangha. Then, as you are determined, so your taste for associating with devotees, just like we are now associating with Lord Krishna's, Lord Chaitanya's teaching, is a great devotee. This is called sadhu sangha. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya. Then, bhajana kriya. How to execute. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, he will gradually know what is the bhajana kriya, how to execute devotional service. That we shall come later on. Tata bhajana. Tata anartha nivittishya. And as soon as your devotional service is prescribed, duties are discharged, you become free from all material contamination. That is the test. Tatanarthanavittishyatatunishtha, then you become parmikanveens, tatunishtha, taturuchi, then taste, tathashakti, then you cannot give it up at any circumstances, cannot give it up. Tathashakti, tatubhava, then you become fully in samadhi, in trance, sadhukanam ayam primo. This is the, these are the steps of attaining love of God. Love of God is not that you can immediately go and purchase from the market, in the store. You have to practice it. The love is there within you. It is not artificial, neither an imposition by some person. No, it is already there. If you kindly become submissively hearing this, by hearing only, and if you practice, it will be very nice and quickly we shall do. So hearing and practicing. Sevanmukhihi jivahadu kirtan, savanam kirtanam jivahadu, sevanmukhihi jivahadu. This tongue especially meant tongue. Tongue should be engaged. Jivahadu. How? Tongue should be engaged in glorifying. That is one business. And tongue should be engaged for eating a Krishna prasad. These two things, chanting and eating. That sevanokhe jivadu. As soon as you submissively engage your tongue, just see the technique. No other body, no other part. The tongue has been especially mentioned. And what is the business of tongue? I am speaking now with the help of tongue. If there was no tongue, I could not talk with you. And another, I taste. So engage your tasting capacity of the tongue in Krishna prasad and engage your tongue in talking of Krishna, then it is the process. Semanamukhe jivhadu same vasprattada. And as you engage them in this process, God will reveal to you. You cannot order God, come, please come, and we stand up, I shall see you. He's not your servant. You have to please him by your service attitude. Then he will reveal to you what he is, and that is what. That is what. Daiche bhakti vale Krishna prem paja. If you execute the devotional service, then you develop that love. And as soon as Krishna prema asad haile bhavana aspire, and as soon as you develop the more, the proportionate way of, you develop love of Krishna, love of God, proportionately you are free from this material contamination. When you are perfectly in Krishna love, you are perfectly in, free from material contamination. This is the way of liberation. Daridranash bhavakhaya prema phala noy prema suga bhoga mukha prayajana. So one should not think that now I am materially happy. Oh, my all distress, my all poverty has gone by Krishna, by devotional service of Krishna. Or I have become liberated. No. These are byproducts. To become liberated and to become materially happy by prosecution of Krishna consciousness is a byproduct. You have to attend for that thing. And what is that? Prema suga bhoga. You shall be absorbed in love of Krishna. That is your requirement. That should be your ultimate goal of life. So we should not stop. Oh, now I am very happy. Now I have no material misery. I am liberated. Now this material contamination does not affect me. No. When you will be so much absorbed in love of God, just like Lord Chaitanya, so, Chakshasa pravishayitam sunnayitam jagasatmam govinda virayana. Govinda virayana. I am crying, just my tears coming, just torrents of rain from my eyes. Sunnayitam jagasatmam, I am seeing everything naked. Why? Govinda virayana. In separation of Govinda. That is the highest stage of love. Govinda virahina. Just like in this material world, if you love somebody and if he is dead and past and gone, you see everything vacant. There is a test of that Govinda viraha. But we are foolish. We know that everything will be finished here. Why shall I give so much attachment to this nonsense? Give your attachment to Krishna, he'll never be finished. So that is love of Krishna. We have to attain that stage. Yes, that is the perfection of life. Thank you.